ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. After.
Good evening. The headlines. Bill 7 returned to Parliament without technical committee input. Foreign Affairs Minister clarifies why 18 MPs missed Germany trip despite diplomatic passports. And in Global News, Kenyan MPs accuse British soldiers of sexual abuse and environmental destruction. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Government has clarified that the retabled Bill No. 7 before Parliament contains the same provisions as the earlier deferred bill and does not incorporate the submissions received by the technical committee. Speaking to the media this afternoon, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa said the decision to recall the deferred bill was made to preserve its lifespan and prevent the country from spilling into a constitutional crisis ahead of next year's elections, particularly if a presidential candidate were to withdraw. He explained that Article 52(6), which requires fresh nominations in the event of a candidate withdrawal, is among the critical errors that must be urgently addressed before the 2026 general elections. Mr. Mwetwa added that this procedure is supported by Standing Order 122 of the National Assembly and is essential to allow the amendment process to continue, noting that drafting a new bill at this stage is legally impossible. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwemba has revealed that government has not withdrawn from negotiations with the Oasis Forum, but has merely suspended them. He has urged the forum to make use of the committee process, which will be reviewing the draft bill and the technical committee's report, to express their concerns.
Within this session, this 1 year period of sitting of Parliament, a bill which was deferred and or withdrawn cannot pave way for a fresh bill with the same object. Could be people who are saying, but why are you bringing Bill 7? Why not a fresh bill from the technical committee who received the fresh submission? It cannot at law be applicable because of the position of the law. Bill 7 has to be attended to before or about the 25th of December 2025. The question is, with this stark reality of a possibility of political instability and constitutional crisis that might be caused by a withdrawal of a candidate at presidential level, how do we attend to that issue since we still have ample time to address that particular issue?
Foreign Affairs Minister Mulambo Haimbe has clarified the controversy surrounding reports that 18 members of parliament were denied visas to travel to Germany last week. Giving a ministerial statement in the National Assembly this afternoon, Mr. Haimbe explained that the situation resulted from administrative delays rather than any diplomatic friction between the two countries. He notes that the MPs' visa applications were submitted too close to the travel date to meet the required processing timelines set by Schengen states. Mr. Haimbe adds that although MPs hold diplomatic passports, only ministers and officials of similar rank qualify for fast-track visa processing under Schengen rules. He further explained that the size of the delegation added to the challenge, as the German embassy needed additional clearance from Berlin before approving all 18 applicants, stressing that the embassy was willing to process 5 visas within the available time, but the delegation chose not to split the group. Mr. Haimbe has assured the House that Zambia's diplomatic passports remain fully recognized internationally, and said the incident should not be viewed as a sign of strained relations.
Suffice to inform the House that the Ministry has successfully facilitated many Schengen visa applications for members of Parliament, government officials, and indeed members of the general public alike. In the case of the current matters under consideration, it was an isolated incident and delays arose due to late submission of applications which fell short of the minimum processing time frame required by Schengen visa regulations. Madam Speaker, although members of Parliament hold diplomatic passports, Schengen visa regulations stipulate that only ministers or persons of equivalent rank and above qualify for fast-track processing.
Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati has directed the newly appointed Radiation Protection Authority, RPA, board to demonstrate stronger accountability and alignment with national priorities. Speaking during the unveiling of the board in Lusaka this afternoon, Mr. Mutati emphasized the importance of improved service delivery and reduced dependence on the ministry. He has commended the authority's recent progress, including expanding its revenue base through a statutory instrument, and outlined 5 key expectations, including accountability, responsibility, transparency, fairness, and strong risk management. He stressed that the board's decisions impact national safety and public confidence, given their work with hazardous nuclear materials. Mr. Msafiri Sinkala was unveiled as the board chair, with Martha Chakulimba as vice chairperson.
Listen to divergent opinions. Make sure your chairmanship one of consensus of bringing people together. Don't say, I'm chair, I have decided. There's nothing like, I have decided. We have decided. That is what we want, chair. Chair, we want you to make the rest of the directors your friend. Do not say to the director, if you don't, I am going to engage with your people.
And newly appointed board chairperson, Safiri Sinkala, expressed delight at the confidence placed in him to lead the authority.
Thank you very much for the guidance that you have provided to me and the rest of the board members. You provided us with a clear vision of the expectations, responsibilities, standards, and the strategic direction directed expected of the authority as we take up this critical mandate. We assure you, sir, that we have taken note of your counsel in corporate governance, policy alignment.
The National Assembly has passed the third reading of the Occupational Health and Safety Institute Bill No. 17 of 2025, a historic reform that now awaits presidential assent to become law. The new legislation seeks to modernize Zambia's occupational health and safety framework by continuing the existence of the Occupational Health and Safety Institute, redefining its functions, and reconstituting its board to enhance governance, accountability, and operational efficiency. Ministry of Labor and Social Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwaka Ndawa says the bill also mandates the establishment of health and safety committees in all workplaces, promoting shared responsibility between employers and employees, and improving compliance. Ms. Ndawa said once assented to by President Hakainde Hichilema, the bill will repeal and replace the Occupational Health and Safety Act No. 36 of 2010, marking a major shift in the country's approach to safeguarding workers' health and well-being. She says while the current act has been effective over the years, it has faced criticism for limited sectoral coverage and weak